Then Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him. And they buried him at his house in Ramah. And David set out and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. And the man was very rich, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it came about while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail, and the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his dealings, and he was a Caleb-like that David heard in the wilderness, that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men, and David said, shepherds have been with us. We have not harmed them, nor has anything of theirs gone missing all the days they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we have come on a festive day. Please give whatever you find at hand to your servants and to your son David. Young men came, they spoke to Nabal in accordance with all these words in David's name, and they waited. But Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants today who are each breaking away from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have slaughtered for my shares and give it to men whose origin I do not know? So David's young men made their way back and returned, and they came and informed him in accordance with all these words. Then David said to his men, each of you strap on his sword. So each man strapped on his sword, and David also strapped on his sword. And about 400 men went up behind David, while 200 stayed with the baggage. Now one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master. And he spoke to them in anger. Yet the men were very good to us, and we were not harmed, nor did anything go amiss, as long as we went with them while we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both, by night and by day, all the time we were with them, tending the sheep. Now then, be aware and consider what you should do, because harm is plotted against our master and against all his household. He is such a worthless man that no one can speak.
Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread and 2 jugs of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 measures of roasted grain and 100 cakes of raisins and 200 cakes of figs, and she loaded them on donkeys. Then she said to her young men, go on ahead of me. Behold, I am coming after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. And it happened that she was riding on her donkey and coming down by the hidden part of the mountain, that behold, David and his men were coming down toward her. So she met them. Now David said, it is certainly for nothing that I have guarded everything that this man has in the wilderness, so that nothing has gone missing of all that belonged to him. He has returned evil for good. May God do so to the enemies of David, and more so if by morning I leave alive as much as one male of any who belong to him. When Abigail saw David, she hurried and dismounted from her donkey and fell on her face in front of David and bowed herself to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, on me alone, my Lord, be the blame. And please let your slave speak to you and listen to the words of your slave. Please do not let my Lord pay attention to this worthless man Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and stupidity is with him. But I, your slave, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. Now then, my Lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives,
since the Lord has restrained you from shedding blood and from avenging yourself by your own hand. Now then, may your enemies and those who seek evil against my Lord be like naught. And now let this gift which your servant has brought to my Lord be given to the young men who accompany my Lord. Please forgive the offense of your slave, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil will not be found in you all your days.
Heart was cheerful within him. very drunk, so she did not tell him anything at all. Until the morning light.
But in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, so that he became like a stone. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord who has pleaded the cause of the shame inflicted on me by the hand of Nabal, and has kept back his servant from evil. The Lord has also returned the evil doing of Nabal on his own head." Then David sent a proposal to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of David came to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her saying, "David has sent us to you to take you to him as his wife." And she got up and bowed with her face to the ground and said, "Behold, your slave is a servant to wash the feet of my Lord's servant." Saul had given his daughter Michal, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Laish, who was from Galilee.